Hello, it's time for the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's show opens with an unusually lively arrangement of a Cuban song, Siboney, which is usually played as a rumba. Tom Hazelton proved that it works just as well as a samba in this 1966 recording on the Wurlitzer then in the Avenue Theatre, San Francisco. Siboney, composed by Ernesto Lecuona in 1929, Tom Hazelton and the Avenue San Francisco Wurlitzer. Douglas Reeve had a short series of programmes on BBC Radio 2 in the 1970s, filling in on Sunday mornings for Dudley Savage, while he took a well-earned break from his as-prescribed hospital request shows. This is a selection from the 30th of March 1975, a medley of Can't Help Singing and Waltzing in the Clouds, featuring the ex-Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer in the BBC Playhouse Theatre, Manchester. Thank you. two Deanna Durbin songs, Can't Help Singing and Waltzing in the Clouds, played by Douglas Reeve in 1975. A couple of shows back, I played one of the tracks from a pipe organ extravaganza CD release. Here's another from the 2011 edition, and strictly speaking, it is an opener. No matter, this is the late Chris Gorsuch and a 1926 number by Vincent Newmans. I Know That You Know. Chris Gorsuch and the Barton in the Rialto Square Theatre, Joliet, Illinois, with I Know That You Know. Replica Records in Des Plaines, Illinois, released several LPs featuring the Chicago Stadium organist Al Melgard. Most of the albums were taped on the Stadium Barton, but at least one utilised the Wurlitzer in its own studio. Some of the tracks also featured additional instruments, and for lovely hula hands, it was, of course, a Hawaiian guitar. Thank you. Al Melgard and an unnamed Hawaiian guitarist with lovely hula hands. Arnsby Bancroft, while only a semi-professional artist, produced very professional and polished performances both in concert and on record. On this track of the Teddy Bear's Picnic and the Donkey Serenade, he shows his rhythmic abilities on the Wurlitzer in the Town Hall in Burton-on-Trent. Arnsby Bancroft and the Burton Town Hall Wurlitzer with a medley of the Teddy Bear's Picnic and the Donkey Serenade, released by the Theatre Organ Club in 1986. The Wallets in the Metro Theatre Johannesburg was purchased in 1967 by Dean Herrick, who'd been the house organist in the Metro for many years prior. He installed the instrument in his home and broadcast regularly on Sundays on Johannesburg Radio. From the first LP made on this Wurlitzer, this is Dean with How Are Things in Glockamora from the show Finian's Rainbow.
Thank you.
The Story of Love, or more correctly, Historia de un Amor, a 1955 Hispanic hit played there by Don Allen on the Wurlitzer in the Plaza Broadcast Studio in Radio City Music Hall. Don Allen was, in fact, Ashley Miller, moonlighting under a pseudonym, a not uncommon practice back in the 1960s and 70s. I'm going out with a bang today with George Wright and the Varsity Drag. The organ is the 436 Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer, with microphones placed close to the chambers to minimise the reverb in the 4,600-seat theatre. Now, I've taken the liberty of adding some more reverberation to give a more realistic impression of the sound of the Fox Wurlitzer. George Wright and the Varsity Drag, recorded for Hi-Fi Records and originally released in 1959. That brings me to the end of this half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. So, until we meet again, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley.